At the Cattle Industry Convention in Denver, we're going to visit with Dr. Dennis Hermisch, professional services veterinarian with Novartis Animal Health. Well, Dennis, let's talk about kill vaccines. We know that kill vaccines are popular on the cow-calf side. Is there a place for kill vaccines in the feedlot?
Well, traditionally, modified lives have been recognized as the vaccine to give calves prior to entering a feedlot. But if you look at some of the recent studies, especially from the Ranch to Rail program, where over 5 years they studied 7,600 head of calves, and they asked the producers on the ranch what were they given prior to entry of the feedlot. They divided them into groups of modified live and killed vaccines, and they followed them all the way through. Well, what they found on these calves were the calves that were given killed vaccines actually got sick less, they graded better, their average daily gain was higher, and their bottom line, their net return, was significantly higher. Their net return on the killed vaccine calves averaged $80 a head versus the modified live, which was only $42 a head. So, traditionally, modified lives are recognized as the vaccine of choice. Producers may want to reconsider that and may maybe go back and look at this Texas Ranch to Rail data and information and see how that fits into their program.
Kind of following up on that, how should producers take this information then and use it in their decision-making process?
Well, I guess if you sum it up, you can sum it up by saying that, it would be good management practices to consider using killed vaccines prior to entry in the feedlot. That the data supports that. The net return, which is the bottom line, was much higher with the killed vaccine calves.